Democrat Congresswoman and Senator silent on giving awards to Ukraine's transgender spokesperson. By Kurt Zindelka on September 22, 2023. Nevada Senator Catherine Cortez Masto and Congresswoman Dina Titus have gone quiet after it emerged they both gave awards to the controversial transgender spokesperson for the Ukrainian military Sarah Ashton Cirillo, who was recently suspended from the role over making unauthorized comments on the force's behalf. In December of last year, the Las Vegas City Council presented Ashton Cirillo with a series of awards for service to the Ukrainian military. According to a broadcast from the local Fox affiliate at the time, Senator Cortez Masto and Congresswoman Titus gave Ashton Cirillo certificates of recognition for the work done in Ukraine, allegedly including serving as a combat medic. Breitbart News has contacted both Nevada lawmakers for comment, but neither has replied at the time of this reporting. Ashton Cirillo has come under increasing scrutiny following statements made on social media, including threats to hunt down people who spread supposed Russian propaganda. As Breitbart reported, Senator J.D. Vance wrote to top Biden administration officials to question if the White House supported free speech protections in Ukraine and if Ashton Cirillo had any connections to the U.S. government or intelligence agencies. In response, Ashton Cirillo accused Sen. Vance of spreading gender chaos, while asserting that those who engage in so-called Russian propaganda could not claim to be journalists and therefore are not entitled to free speech protections and must be sent to prison as war criminals. The outlandish comments have drawn a spotlight on the fate of Gonzalo Lira, an American-Chilean dual citizen, who is currently imprisoned in Ukraine, the State Department confirmed to Breitbart News. Lira, a citizen journalist, is reportedly facing between 5 to 8 years in prison for comments made on his YouTube channel. Lira has claimed to have suffered physical and mental abuse as well as financial extortion while behind bars in Ukraine. The American citizen has claimed that the charges against him are merely because of his opinion and that he has hurt no one. Ashton Cirillo has publicly admitted to being involved with his case, claiming earlier this month to have met with Lira while giving testimony. Prior to any trial being held, the former Ukrainian military spokesperson proclaimed that Gonzalo Lira was a war criminal. Neither Senator Cortez Masto nor Congresswoman Titus, both of whom have been ardent supporters of the Zelensky government and for sending more weapons to Ukraine, have commented publicly on the imprisonment of Lira. At the December award ceremony in Las Vegas, during which Ashton Cirillo received certificates of recognition from the Democrat lawmakers, it was actually a Republican who presented the awards, former chairwoman of the Nevada GOP Amy Tarkanian. Tarkanian, who raised eyebrows last year after deciding to endorse two Democrats in local Nevada races over Republicans, has previously described Ashton Cirillo as one of her besties while urging people to follow Ashton Cirillo as a source for truth about the war in Ukraine. Following Ashton Cirillo's suspension by the Territorial Defense Forces of Ukraine, TDF, this week, Tarkanian doubled down on her support, saying, "Sarah Ashton Cirillo is a great friend, brilliant, hardworking, and loves her family, friends, and country. Fighting for liberty and freedom," while accusing critics of only making judgments because she is transgender. "Sarah is a phenomenal human being," she added. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.